Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to be part of the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Angela Sherrill and Will Maben from Connell & Company. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Will, your microphone is working, for the record.
Fantastic.
So that's good.
All right, happy Thursday, everybody.
All right. I'm going to have Kevin say something here, too, real quick.
What would you like me to say?
Oh, that great. I can hear you, too. Perfect.
Do you need me to? I know yours works.
Yeah.
All right. So we had some technical errors or difficulties earlier today, and so it sounds like all of our microphones are working again. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin. All right. So Angela Sherrill, Will Maben, once again from Connell & Company, our guests. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
And so tell me what's new since the last time I saw you.
Well, there's a lot going on. And, you know, the biggest thing in everybody's world right now is all of the Americans that are suffering from this past storm. Got to take a minute and know that our hearts go out to them. We've all been there in some shape or form, living in the hurricane zone as we do. We know the hardships that are that they're going through and the ones that are to come. Mm-hmm. For the rebuild in this, and it's a long process. Anybody that can help. They need it. Get out there, help them.
Yeah.
Our hearts go out to them. We understand.
Yeah. It's going to be a difficult time in the Big Bend area for sure.
It is.
Right.
So tell me about the guests that we have in studio with us today.
Well, we have Adams Homes. They're one of the largest production builders in the state, in the area.
Locally grown, too.
Yes, locally. And I'm glad to say that I knew Wayne and know Holly and know their children who are in the business who have continued this. And I've had the pleasure of doing numerous deals with some of these Adams folks. And so we are just delighted to have them here. You know, when you talk about having to start over again, Adams Homes would be a builder that I would recommend truly. Mm-hmm. So
our grassroots. And today from Adams, we have Trevor Mello, Amy Scott, and Melissa Perkins.
All right. So tell me about Adams Homes. Give me a little bit of the history. Yep. Go ahead.
Adams started in the Pensacola area back in 1991 with Wayne Adams, so we're kind of one of the last grassroots local builders in the area.
Nice.
So we've been in the business for a long time, and we try to be at the entry-level point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not a high-end. That way we can make it affordable for everyone to afford a home.
So but they do have some higher-end homes. So.
Sure.
So you Amy, tell us about your area while you're on the mic now.
I am the site agent for Pecan Valley. It's the estate homes. We're located in Cantonment off of 95A up close to Quintet Road. We have larger size lots, bigger square footage, all brick homes.
Mm-hmm.
When you say larger square footage, kind of give
18, 19, four bedroom, two bath, up to 2,900 square feet.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Very nice. They are very nice homes up
there.
Yeah. I'm excited to see that project when it's finished. It's going to be a beautiful neighborhood.
It's looking good out there.
How many neighbors will you have? How many homes?
We have 103 lots.
Okay.
So you work on new construction. Do you do remodel as well?
No.
No remodel? Okay. New construction?
New construction.
Perfect.
Trevor.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
What are some of the benefits of buying new construction with Adams Homes?
So I think one of the big ones is the warranties that are offered when purchasing an Adams home. There's a 1, 2, and 10-year warranty that we offer. The 1 year covers defects in workmanship and materials. Your 2 year is going to cover all of the major systems, electrical, plumbing, the duct work, if there's any issues.
Does that cover labor too?
It does.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the 10-year structural warranty, which would cover if there was a defect in any load-bearing element, like a load-bearing wall. I think what kind of sets us apart from other builders is our warranty department is local and ran out of our local office versus the buyers getting a 1-800 number and can't get an issue resolved when it comes up, which is nice.
It's nice to know that somebody's going to be there to answer your call should you need it. The hope, though, of course, is you're not going to need it. Adams does do a great job of making sure they're putting a quality product out there first, and then with the multiple walkthroughs and they encourage inspections. I've been very impressed working with Adams Homes. The way that they accept a outside inspector, and I've sent Nathan Biddle, who's been a guest here on our show before, I've sent him into several different Adams Homes.
Right.
And they kind of welcome him, and it's almost like a challenge. You go ahead and you find something wrong. And of all the ones, we usually find something. There's always something going to be wrong. But the last one that I did, they found a crooked air conditioner. The air conditioner just wasn't sitting level. And of all the issues to have, that's the kind of issues you want to have with the new home. Mm-hmm. So Adams has impressed me and my customers by just being ahead of the curve and making sure these things are taken care of.
Right.
Trevor, now, what area are you working? Tell us about your neighborhood.
Yeah, so I am currently managing two neighborhoods. The first one is called Lexley Estates, and that is a townhome community, 56 townhomes, prices starting in the mid-250s. And they're really ideal for a first-time home buyer. A lot of those townhomes have bedrooms with their own full bathrooms, which would also make them great for maybe a roommate. The other neighborhood, that's located off of Blue Angel. So just north of the Softly Field and Blue Angel intersection. The second neighborhood is called West Point Place. That is just off Highway 98 on Fairfield Drive. And in that development, there is a total of 46 cottage homes with prices starting in the mid-270s and at 1,250 square feet.
Awesome.
And I can speak to the West Point Place subdivision. I recently have a new buyer. She's retirement age and recently lost her husband. And she was ready to take the next step after losing her husband. And so we looked and looked. She told me a particular price point. She wanted to stay below $225,000. And folks, I'm here to tell you, it is very difficult to find $225,000 and 1,250 square feet. That is move-in ready. And so
much less new.
Much less new. And so one of the things that these folks at Adams have not told you about is that they do have preferred lenders. And so it just so happens that I was able to get my buyer with one of the preferred lenders. We talked about, if you buy new, it makes your insurance payments so much lower, because insurance is really expensive on a home that's 30, 40, 50 years old, which was sort of the price point where my buyer was. And so she has ended up buying a brand new home, over 1,400 square feet, just a little less than $290,000. And it is fabulous. It is terrific. And it was in the location where she ultimately wanted to be. And, her insurance payment is, I think, below $1,000.
Which is fantastic for your monthly mortgage payment.
Yeah. And there's a park right down the street. This neighborhood has a cul-de-sac. And the other thing that she got was she got a great big oak tree in front of her house, not in her yard. But, I mean, it really looks great. And it's brick and vinyl, has a porch, has a nice backyard. She's going to be able to have it fenced. It's really a very nice home.
Perfect.
So. Yeah, to touch on West Point's location, mm-hmm. It is a great location. I mean, you're 5 minutes from Corey Station, 5 minutes from NAS, within 20 to Johnson's Beach, 20 to Pensacola Beach. So it's
and 20 to Beulah.
Let's not forget how close you are to the
town right there. So
hospital too.
Mm. Oh, yeah, VA hospital. So great location.
Yeah.
So let's hear from Melissa. Melissa, what area are you working?
Well, let me just say good morning to everybody out there. I'm actually working with two neighborhoods right now, Muldoon Point and Emerald Heights. And Muldoon Point is really kind of close to West Point and Lexley Estates as well. It is located between Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, right off of Muldoon Road.
Yeah.
And we have cottage homes there. It's a small neighborhood. It's very close, very walkable to a park.
Yeah.
And right now we have about 10 homes left, and that neighborhood will be complete.
Right.
The square footage is about 1,250, up to 1,717 square feet. They're all three bedroom. We do have the brick front and the three sides vinyl.
Yeah. And you have garage.
There are some of the cottages do have a garage. My other neighborhood that I'm working in right now, Emerald Heights, that is more of a patio style home.
Mm-hmm.
They are all brick. Nice. This particular neighborhood offers as a standard feature granite in the kitchen and bathrooms.
Nice.
A great value. The lots there are a little bit wider. The homes are larger than the cottage, so they start out at 1,425 square feet, and they go up to a little over 2,000 square feet.
And that price point?
Oh, the price point there is about 318 up to about 347.
It's a lot of bang for your buck,
really is.
Though,
the
folks.
The location for Emerald Heights is off of Lillian Highway, close to Bower Road, and it's literally 10 minutes to Perdido Key beaches. And close to the bases as well.
We do have a question on the text line. So 850-437-1620, by the way, if you have any questions today. Do you build both single-story and two-story?
Yes. In Emerald Heights, we do.
Okay.
We did a couple in Muldoon Point as well.
Okay, perfect.
And they've sprinkled two-story houses in most of their subdivisions as they've built them. And I currently have a house listed that we bought from Adams. My buyer bought from Adams Homes last year, and unfortunately he's just being transferred, so he has to sell his home. And it was teardrops because he absolutely loves it there, but he has one of those two-story homes that Adams built. Going back to Melissa, tell us, why buy new construction versus the resale?
Well, Adams Homes, they meet all of the current building codes. And also, like you said before, insurance is very affordable. It's less than, around $900 to up to $1,500 a year. So that's very affordable.
Yes.
And then also, before the new home can get the certificate of occupancy, every step of this construction process is inspected and approved by our county building inspectors.
It is scrutinized. I've seen them, and I see where they sign off on each one of their little green stickers that are around, and it's kind of awesome, just the system and watching how such a large operation actually works and works with the city in that case.
Absolutely.
They're excellent.
I'd like to throw in just to kind of plug the local building industry and the different vendors that we all use. Adams has done a great job of using local people to build these homes. Mm. And I can't begin to tell you how important that is. Employing people, keeping people employed in good jobs. And, the other thing that has been interesting about my years as a realtor and having sold Adams Homes products, they have purchased home sites that other production builders have not completed. And so I had the fortune of working with a buyer who found a beautiful vacant lot. There were three of them outside of an existing production home site. And Adams, the city came to, or the county came to Adams and said, it was basically on the courthouse steps, take these, buy them. So they did. So my buyer was able to get in. The lot was 180 feet deep, right near downtown. And he got to be on the ground floor, literally, of being able to be on site to help build the house. It was a great home. And within about 3 years, he sold it, and he made money. And so anyway, you know, they are a production builder, but there are times when some of these larger production builders have the ability, they get a handful of home sites. And I know that your J Street Construction, J Street is in the Sanders Beach community. So really, we are talking that Adams, because of their grassroots, because of some of their connections, homegrown connections, they've been privy to some things that maybe some other production builders haven't been.
Sure. So. Do you have construction happening near downtown?
Absolutely. We have some that have already sold off of Roos Street, and we have some active right now on Zaragoza.
Yep. Zaragoza, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're still in the construction phase, right. But they're getting close to being completed. At any point, Adams is willing to sell those houses right now, today.
Absolutely.
And you get to walk through and see them.
It's just perfect.
Right.
It's very walkable.
It's a great location, convenient to downtown. So Adams Homes has a lot of different projects going on around in the area. Now, they have them in Cantonment. Another one that we haven't talked about is Allison Acres. So that's at 10 Mile and Highway 29. Convenient. It's fast to everything.
Yes.
And a beautiful build project going on there. That is Jackson's area, correct?
Jackson.
He couldn't be here with us today. He's doing his civic duty. But we did miss him today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Another area that Adams, we've been talking a lot about Escambia County, but they're also in Santa Rosa. And I had the great fortune of selling two home sites in one of the estate neighborhoods. I mean, fabulous, terrific. And those two families, super happy. My eyes were peeled way back when I saw the kind of production that was going on. Lovely home sites.
So Escambia, Santa Rosa, any other areas that you build?
Well, Adams is all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
They started here and they've gone everywhere.
Right.
So they do a lot in South Florida.
Yeah, yes.
The Panhandle. Mm-hmm. They're doing. Where else? There's Crestview,
yeah, Baldwin County,
and Crestview.
Crestview,
Alabama.
Yeah, they're all
one's
over
Texas. Mm-hmm. We're now in Texas. So.
And it is great to see a business come from Pensacola and spread like that. A family-owned business that continues the family operation, and. Angela and I, we would love to help you with your Adams Homes purchase. We have the information. We've got the contacts, obviously. Please reach out to me. My name is Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty. And my number is 850-292-3165.
Awesome. So Will had mentioned a little bit about warranties earlier. Do you also have buyer incentives as well that you offer?
We do currently. So right now on our move-in ready homes or homes that are close to being move-in ready, Adams Homes will pay $20,000 for the buyer to purchase discount points, which will lower their interest rate and lower their monthly payment. Or you could use some of that money towards upgrades like blinds, fridge, washer, dryer, maybe a fence. Flooring, yeah. So you could split it up and throw some towards discount points and then some towards some upgrades you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the preferred lenders, Adams Homes covers most of closing costs. So.
And that is most of the closing costs.
Right.
When we went in with this house that I'm currently selling, my buyer was out of pocket almost nothing because he was VA as well. With Adams doing it, it's almost like they paid him to buy the house. But, you know, nobody gets paid to buy a house. Let's just be honest. But your small amount of money out of pocket is amazing. It was less than what he would pay a month in rent to purchase this house and get started.
Hey, one thing, are all of the neighborhoods HOA, or how does that work?
Yes, all of our neighborhoods are with an HOA, and we have an HOA management company that manages it during the process of the build.
And it does it, does the HOA stay as far as once all of the homes have been built? How does that work?
Yes, it's the same covenants and restrictions. And once the neighborhood is about 90% complete, then we turn that over to the homeowners.
And homeowners, if they truly don't want an HOA, they can have them voted out. And this is just Adams making sure that with the HOA, they've got some rules. They get to build, they get to do their things, and they're uniform. They don't want somebody coming along and painting their house bright green while they're in the middle of their construction. So it's a way of just controlling the environment, but they do hand it over to an independent HOA company. And then it's on the owners of each of these houses to be a part, be a member of your HOA, have your voice heard. And you can vote it in, vote it out, limit the rules. You, at that point, you can amend everything.
Another question on the text line. Can you talk to us a little bit about the materials used in your houses? Windows, doors, things like that.
Maybe it's
we use local vendors, and everything is by code. There's code changes quite often. Everything like the HVAC system, we have to go through load calculations so you're not – your unit's always sized correctly to the square footage and how the house sits on the lot, which way the sun beats down on it. Decking, roof decking, sometimes those requirements change. There's hurricane clips, straps, how many, the nails, the type of nails you use. It's all done by code, and a lot of it is due to the hurricane requirements. So that does help your insurance. And
so are y'all, but so you talked about the Emerald Heights is all brick. Whereas with West Point Place, it's three-sided vinyl and brick front.
So like in regards to the finishes, you know, we do granite in the kitchen and in most of our builds. The cabinets are locally made, you know, they're real wood. We use Cortec flooring, which is a good brand of vinyl.
Vinyl plank.
Vinyl plank. But in regards to the different upgrades in the different neighborhoods or the different finishes, like for instance in West Point, if you wanted four sides brick, you could do something they call a pre-sell, where you could pick the lot, that you could pick the model, and at that point, colors and upgrades that you wanted to kind of tailor it to your liking. Take 6 to 7 months from start to finish to do that. Or you could, you know, go with a neighborhood that has those upgrade standards.
We have about 30 seconds left. If people want to get a hold of Adams Homes, how do they do that?
Best way is to reach out to Angela or myself. My name's Will Maven. Phone number's 850-261-7020.
Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
And we have these guys on speed dial. I talk to them probably once or twice a week.
We'll be back right after this.
I'm Therese Crowley. Longshoremen strike day 3. Workers at East and Gulf Coast ports want about a 13% pay raise over 6 years to cover their hit from inflation and whatever happens in the next presidential election. President Biden refusing to intervene, and Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox he's frustrated.
Taft-Hartley allows the president to intervene and break it. President said, we're just going to let it go on and wreck the economy. I mean, we're losing over $5 billion a day, and costs are going to start going up even higher on families who are already struggling.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump rallies in Saginaw, Michigan today, talking inflation in the economy. President Biden touring hurricane damage again in Florida and Georgia. But Homeland Secretary Mayorkas says FEMA is almost out of money for this hurricane season, with hundreds of millions spent on migrant resettling. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 10:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 81 degrees and mostly cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. A suspect is in custody after a man was shot in the butt on Beggs Lane yesterday. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says 60-year-old Billy Davis has been charged with aggravated battery in this case. Investigators say an argument between Davis and a victim led to Davis shooting the man in the posterior. The victim was taken to the hospital for his injuries. Davis remains in the Escambia County Jail with no bond. Well, the latest class of the Sheriff's Blazers Academy graduated from the program this week. A ceremony was held on Tuesday at the Sanger Theater. The young men were presented with a certificate by Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons.
And a lot of it is we need mentorship. We need programs like the Blazer Academy, like Youth Left Behind. And I heard on the way coming in here, the Children's Course. Those are programs I think that that can provide that mentorship to our children.
Simmons says there's usually about 50 people in each graduating class. The program teaches life skills like how to properly shake a person's hand, put on a tie, present yourself, and more. The classes are offered each year for both young men and young women. Simmons says they're also looking at an advanced class next year where people that have already been through the program can come back to learn more advanced life skills. Florida senators want the state's farmers to get the help they need. Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott sending a letter yesterday to the USDA asking Secretary Tom Vilsack to expedite support for Florida's farmers and agricultural producers as they continue their recovery from Hurricane Helene. 10:33 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have a small chance of rain to go throughout the day today. 30% overall, otherwise partly cloudy skies with a high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Rain chances increasing on Friday, 60% chance of rain, high near 83. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 70. For the weekend, we will have small rain chances, 30% chance of rain on Saturday, 84 degrees for your high, low near 69. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
82 degrees right now in both Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. Your next news at 11. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for our guests, I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Angela Sherrill and Will Maben from Canal & Company. You can also hear their podcast on buysellcanal.com. We also have some guests in studio from Adams Homes right here in Pensacola as well. So welcome back to the show, everybody.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
All right. So we were talking a little bit off air about some of the financing options that are available. Who wanted to cover that?
Yeah.
Would one of you like to cover it?
Yes. Okay. I was just going to point out that we are building up north in Cantonment, and that's where all like the new construction is moving just because of the land and everything. But a lot of those homes will qualify for a USDA loan, which is zero down. And we have our preferred lenders that would be willing to help you out with that and find out if you qualify for that type of financing.
Not just USDA. They qualify for VA, FHA, conventional, you
cash.
Name it,
cash.
Adams Homes, they have great relationships. They are a local builder. They have grassroots, so they have connections with lenders and have their preferred lenders. With their preferred lenders, you also get most of your closing costs covered. So it's huge. And they only partner with the people who are educated in getting this proper financing to the end user, which would be if it's USDA and a no down payment works for you. Well, there's great areas that they're building in.
Mm-hmm. So how does Adams keep the buying process smooth and efficient?
This in-house transaction coordinator that manages the communication between the buyer's agent, the lenders, closing attorneys, and the buyer. And we're site agents, and we're readily available and accessible. We are at our model 7 days a week, so I think that helps a lot.
All right, perfect.
And when they're not there, I've been there a lot of times, and I call ahead and I say, hey, I've got this showing at 7 o'clock tonight at one of your houses. Is there any way I can get in? And they will always accommodate. They're great about, well, Will, I had plans at 7 o'clock. I'm off already. No problem. Angela and I, we are licensed realtors, so we can go in, and we work with Adams on this, and I've had them accommodate these late night showings to make sure I have the keys. The house is ready to go. It's good stuff. And if you do find yourself out there driving, looking through neighborhoods, and get a chance to stop into one of their model homes, they do pride themselves on having educated real estate agents on site at every one of these locations. Now, Angela and I won't be there, but you can call us and we will
take
come
you.
And
yes.
We'll get you there. And you can reach Angela or I. My name's Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. That's 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill, Connell & Company Realty, 850-292-3165. And I wanted to add one of the things that is great about a new home, and particularly with Adams, is the windows. The windows are terrific windows. They come with Fabric Shield, which is a locally produced product. Wayne Dalton makes it right out in Escambia County. And
along with the impact resistant.
Yeah, along
door.
With the impact resistant windows. Indoors. But, you know, these are things that people pay a pretty penny for if you are not buying new. Mm-hmm. Is replacement windows.
Oh, it's and a huge upgrade.
Yeah, yes. So this is a huge deal. And they're easy. The Fabric Shield is easy to put on. And they come in a nice canvas container now. Mm-hmm. It is really something nice in addition to buying new.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so. And that absolutely helps with your insurance. Gives you those discounts, and that's how, you know, it can be so affordable.
Well, and it also, the true design is to stop projectiles from coming through your window, and it works.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It keeps your family safe. And, you know, being home, that's where you want to be safest, is know once you put those shields up on your windows, you're not going to get an object that flies through. You might get an object that hits and breaks the glass, but it's not coming through the window.
Yeah. With us being in the heart of hurricane season.
Exactly. And with everything that's going on, we have to think about, you know, the hurricane hardening on your homes.
Right.
And these do come hurricane hardened, to include the reinforced garage doors.
Right. Yes. And the strapping and the hurricane clips on the roofing, you know, and as these ladies explained earlier in our program, you know, everything is up to code. And that just
today's code.
Today's codes, mm-hmm. which is so important. You know, and I want to give them an opportunity to explain where some of the neighborhoods are going, and they are going north. One thing that we didn't talk about is some of the neighborhoods, are all of the neighborhoods on sewer, or the majority on sewer, or some of them still on septic? How is that working?
The three neighborhoods that we currently have in the Cantonment area, Pine Top, Pecan Valley, and Turtle Creek, they're all on sewer, public water, public sewer. So that's a great help. I don't know about the lower end of the county.
All of our homes are on public water and public sewer as well.
Right. That's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to look a little behind the scenes with a different build where they were building over off of Hilburn. And I learned at that point that as Adams is thinking about going into a neighborhood, one of their biggest things that they have to come up with is a water plan. You know, as they are going in, what's going to happen to the water? Because they're coming in, they're putting streets in, they have to plan ahead. And it's not about just dump the problem on to the neighbor's house. And I had somebody just unsolicited tell me the story about working with them. And they were at a town hall meeting talking about the new neighborhood. And he says, well, you're just going to dump that right on my property. And the Adams construction manager went to that man's house the next day and says, let's work a plan. And they actually, they're neighbors, you know, and they treat people like neighbors. So I really do like the Adams product and the Adams people. It just turns out that that man was telling me the story about how they were going to dump the water on him. And Adams went over and even created they had already dealt with where the water was going to go. But just to make him feel better, they even created a berm along the edge of his property. And it's unused, but it's there just to make him feel better.
Mm-hmm. So you talked a little bit about model homes and touring those. Does Cannell & Company also do open houses?
Yes, we do. As far as on Adams Homes, we can. I have not personally done one.
I haven't done one either. I usually will go into the model home and take my customers in, and we usually get to meet either Amy or Melissa or Jackson or Trevor or Andrea. There's somebody at every one of these model homes that, one, they're all trained professionals. They know exactly what the product is, how the product it will work best for the customer. They're able to be a home advisor as opposed to just somebody trying to sell you a house.
And they'll have a lot of times at the Adams Homes open houses, they'll have a preferred lender, and they'll also have an insurance agent, which is a good thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of insurance agents, there are a lot of realtors, but we don't know everybody. So but it's nice to get that information when you're going through these open houses.
Yes, and we want the public to know that we are always open. Even if you're at the very beginning stages and you're not sure, please come in. Please come in and take a look at our neighborhoods.
Right.
And we've been doing the coffee and donuts on Saturday mornings.
That's right.
Saturday and Sundays. So you can come by
and get some coffee and
coffee
donuts.
Coffee and donuts. And
what
have
time?
A chat.
Yeah, what time?
The models open at 10 on Saturdays.
Okay.
Every model, donuts and coffee on Saturdays.
Come see me. I'll be at Muldoon Point.
I'll be in Pecan Valley.
Will Maben and Cheryl, Angela Cheryl are our guests today from Cannell & Company, and also the team from Adams Homes. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for them today. Talk to me a little bit about promoting the homes. How does Cannell & Company do that?
Well, we promote in many different ways. We use the MLS service as our biggest promoter, and it puts out to, I don't know, thousands of websites. You know, anything that you could imagine, it feeds from our MLS. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, when you buy through Cannell & Company, you become family for us. And we do our best to always represent your home, advertise. Speaking of which, I have an open house this weekend in the Woodlands. going from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Angela and I, we have this. I wanted to talk about Noriega today, Angela. It's one of these beautiful properties that I'm surprised is still there. It's on Pensacola Bay. You got your own slice of heaven just sitting there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's 122 feet on East Bay. It's beautiful. It's off of Scenic Highway. It's very private. There are 13 lots. There's not a formal HOA, which is unusual. It's three floors. Two are living. And it is on the water. So the code at the time, it's 14 feet before the first living level. It has an elevator that goes from the ground floor to the first floor to the second floor. There are five and a half bathrooms. There are four bedrooms. It's a wonderful split plan. Mm-hmm. So it's gorgeous, and you can see the water from almost every room. So,
and you can see all of our properties and more at the Buy Sell Canal website. That's buysellcanal.com.
Right. So, what else do you ladies see coming in the next 6 months as far as building? Because of the advertising, mm-hmm. we partner. We count on the production builders. We do count on them talking to us. They come into our offices and give us, hey, these are the things, these are the promotions that we have going on. Mm-hmm. And so I would tell, the public, if you do have a good realtor, you need to count on them to help you, because that's what we're here to do.
And have the education of what is available in the neighborhoods. And many times I'll have somebody that's looking at an older home, and Adams is right down the street. We can't just not look at this, because you can afford more house because it's less insurance payment. So you end up getting a newer or better house than what you're currently looking at in your price range, because you're not spending $4,000 a year on insurance.
Right. And because they have the preferred lender program like SWBC, University Lending,
Navy Federal.
I mean, these are well-established companies that Adams Homes works with, that Cannell and Company works with, that other realtors work with. So we want to help. We want to help the public. We want to get the word out about what a great product Adams Homes is, and that we as realtors, we're educated. We know how to help people. There are new rules. Will and I are up to date. We know them.
And we know what's for sale in our market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that is a huge thing, is talk to a real estate agent. And if they don't know what's available in that neighborhood, you might be talking to the wrong person. You have to know what the product is that's out there and how it competes with other products. Oftentimes, as we're doing offers on existing property, we're also doing CMAs, and that's a comparative market analysis. Yeah. If you're buying this house, could you run over here and buy the same one for cheaper? Or are you getting something better over here for the same price? And knowing that, and the education that goes into that, I spend hours, weeks, countless time. I'm constantly looking at inventory in and out of houses. I'm very familiar with the Adams Homes products throughout the county. Like I said, I talk to these guys. They're on speed dial. I talk to them probably once a week, especially when I have somebody looking in one of their areas. Well, I pick up the phone and I'm calling them first. Hey, what's the best deal going right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just tell me so that I know, and I'm able to have an intelligent conversation with my buyer.
Right. And, the story that I told earlier about, my buyer, the customer, she thought she could only afford $225,000 at tops. And that just wasn't true. She is affording a new home, which is terrific. And she's affording a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be safe, sound, and secure.
And happier.
Yes. Right. She's not going to be worrying about, I've got to replace the air conditioner tomorrow, or the roof is going to come off of this in the next storm, or you name it going on. I call it 10 years of worry-free living. Now, there's no such thing as worry-free living in a house, but you do have to keep up with your maintenance.
Right. Yeah.
It's just not as bad on, because you don't know how the person on that existing home has taken care of that home in the past. Mm-hmm. I kind of look at it like you're buying a used car. You don't know how that person took care of that used car before you. You might be that perfect owner and stay on schedule, but somebody before you didn't.
So are buyers able to work with you on, say, they need a recommendation for a heating company or an electrician?
Well, one thing that we do pride ourselves on is I am the guy who knows the guy always.
Yeah.
And Angela is, she has more connections than I do. So we are the people who you call us up if you need a handyman, you need a AC guy, you need an electrician, you need a pressure washer to yard work.
I mean, I will just give you an example. About less than 10 years ago, I bought an existing home and I put in new windows. But I couldn't afford the impact windows. And so the windows that I could afford, I was able to get some fabric shield. But I was not able to purchase the hurricane coverings for the doors. And so, as we all know here, if you don't have covering on all of your openings, you do not get the first insurance credit for hurricane protection. So it has taken me now this long to be able to figure out, okay, and to afford fabric shield. And so if there are people out there today that need window coverings or door coverings, I'm your gal. Call me at 850-292-3165. I got the guy for you, and he will come out. And he'll measure your doors, your windows. He'll even put in a garage door for you that's hurricane wind rated.
Wow.
So, anyway.
Well, and, you know, there is one thing I would love to talk about today, and that is we're 12 and a half weeks left in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody out there that had a dream of home ownership in 2024?
You still can do it.
Hey, we can still do it, but that window is closing. It's time to act. We need to be out there looking today, and I am available this afternoon. My phone number is 850-261-7020.
Yep, and my number is 850-292-3165.
And come out and see us at our model homes. This is Melissa Perkins, and my number is 850-266-4223.
Amy Scott at 448-219-6944. I'd love to hear from you.
And I was going to ask, because the holiday seasons are coming up, is that typically when home sales slow, or have things been steady?
They do tend to slow down a little bit. And lately in the market, I've seen a little laxing consumer confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding a lot of people are loving these houses, but they're just afraid to take that next step. And I'm hoping that changes soon, but, you know, with so many unknowns going on in the world today, I do understand, but we all need a place to live. We need housing over our families' heads. A lot of times you can get into these newer purchases with Adams Homes at less than what you're going to pay for rent.
Right. Prices, the interest rates have gone down a little bit. You know, I guess probably 10 days ago, somebody got a quote in our office for 5%. So, but you have to check. Mm-hmm. It's a daily kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and now that we have these incentives, we still have these incentives, this money to help.
With the buy-down.
It could save them, you know, over $200 a month.
Wow.
And that's for 30 years.
Yeah.
And it's fixed, yes.
Right. Yeah. If it's a fixed rate, with that combined with a new purchase, the lower insurance cost, and having all of the hurricane protections already in place, these houses, they do get that lowest insurance rate, and it helps in the bottom line, which is your payment every month. It keeps that number low.
Mm-hmm.
where I can say with confidence, oftentimes you're going to pay less buying a house than you are going to pay for renting a house.
Right.
Usually, you would, if you're interested in buying a new house, criteria I would say is a 640 credit score, 2 years on the job. And in order to figure out what you can afford for a payment, just multiply your monthly income by 0.4. And that should give you a good round number on what you can afford as a consumer to make a monthly payment.
Mm. Right. And be thinking about the down payment that you want to make on the house.
Well, and if it's FHA, that is usually a 3.5%. For a conventional, it can go as low as 5% up to whatever you're comfortable with. And then there are the VAs where... I'm so proud that we don't make VAs come with down payments. Mm-hmm. But so that's a zero down for a VA. And there's also products like Adams was talking about earlier where they can use USDA and that's a zero down.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The goal is to get people in housing.
Right.
Today, we want owners. We want people who are going to take pride in their stuff. The USDA product isn't for everybody.
Right.
Just like the VA product isn't for everybody, but Adams Homes has something for everybody in the market.
Right, and FHA is another product that they do accept and offer, and that helps a first-time home buyer who may not have all of the down payment and or whose credit is not great.
Mm-hmm.
So the 640, you know, FHA, you can usually do that.
Right, that's kind of the minimum FHA. Yeah. Is the 640. They can get it done at a little bit lower, but then you're also talking about higher interest.
Right.
So that 640 is kind of a magic number to get in there at a price that's below rent.
Okay. We have about a minute left. Is there anything else you wanted to cover today?
Other than to say it's been a pleasure to have these ladies here from Adams Homes and, you know, can't say enough about partner with a realtor, partner with people who have the knowledge and the experience, and that goes with Adams Homes. They always have folks who are well-versed in the building construction and good customer service, which Will and I from Cannell & Company Realty pride ourselves on. And my number is 850-292-3165.
Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020.
Melissa Perkins with Adams Homes, 850-266-4223.
Amy Scott with Adams Homes, 448-219-6944.
All right. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For having us.
Pleasure.